Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Welcome in. 5-2, the final score. Royals win the season finale. They take the series from the Yankees. And now we wait. And now we wait until February. We wait until spring training. Now, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, the final post-game show of the season. I'm interested in your final thoughts on... You know what? No, I'm not. You're not interested in my thoughts. I'm not interested in your thoughts on 2023. Let's look ahead to 2024. Now, if you must, if you choose to... Tell me what you really think of this team. You go right ahead. The show belongs to you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. But I'm interested in your final messages and who that message is for. I have to imagine quite a few of you have a message right now for Zach Greinke as he and his family leave Kauffman Stadium for maybe the final time. What's your message to Zach Greinke? How about Salvador Perez? Zach Greinke deserved the attention today, no doubt about it. But that could have been Salvador Perez's final game as a Kansas City Royal. What's your message to the great number 13? How about Bobby Witt Jr.? Tried to steal that 50th base of the season, got picked off. And had an opportunity in the fifth with that leadoff triple. He could have easily pulled up at second and set himself up with plenty of opportunities to steal third base to reach 30-50. But instead, he plays the game the right way, plays hard, and legs out his league-leading 11th triple of the season. What's your message to Bobby Witt Jr.? How about your message to ownership, to the front office? Now's the time, my friends, because you know who looms. Well, Beyonce and Taylor Swift and then Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, your opportunity to grace these airwaves or most airwaves in this city and get your message to the Kansas City Royals. Going to be few and far between. Those opportunities are going to be few and far between from here until spring training in 2024. So if you want to say something positive, negative, encouraging, you want to admonish someone, do it now. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. And a reminder, in just about 1 hour from now, now, Cody and Gold are going to arrive out at Hollywood Casino because tonight is the night. Vinny Pasquantino and teammates will take in the Chiefs-Jets game from Hollywood Casino inside Hollywood Casino at the Turn 2 Sports Bar and Restaurant. I believe you got to be 21. Got to be 21 to get into the casino, and I believe you got to get into the casino to make your way to the Turn 2 Sports Bar and Restaurant. So, little word for the wise. Furthermore, if you love this team, well, I know you love Vinny Pasquantino, and that alone should bring you out there. But the guys that he's hoping join him are worthy of your time tonight, are worthy of the drive out there to Hollywood Casino. Chiefs and Jets, you know Vinny's a huge Jets fan. Cody and Gold are going to be out there, the guys from 610 Sports Radio. Again, game starts, you know, around 7:30. So start making your way out there. As you're leaving Kauffman Stadium now, just head right out to Hollywood Casino and join Cody and Gold and the rest of the guys at the Turn 2 Sports Bar and Restaurant for a terrific watch party with your favorite Kansas City Royals and some great auction items. Autographed baseballs, game-used cleats and jerseys and bats, with all the proceeds going to Wayside Waifs. So that's coming up tonight at Hollywood Casino, but I want to get to your thoughts and your messages to this team. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Left-handed batter takes a swipe and hits a high fly ball into deep left center field. Pereira to the wall, and it is gone. MJ, home run number 16.
Now, how about the season for MJ Melendez?
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Story of two halves. MJ today, 2-for-4. He ends the season, his second big league season, with a batting average of .235 and an OPS of .714. Below average on both fronts. And yet, you look at what he's done since the All-Star break, 64 games played, an OPS of .836, a batting average of .273, both well above average. Nice job, MJ Melendez. Way to finish strong. MJ, one of four Royals with multiple hits today. MJ, Dairon Blanco had three knocks. Nick Prado had a pair. And Bobby Witt Jr. with his 52nd multi-hit game of the year. Almost a third of the games this season, a third of the Royals games, Bobby had multiple hits. Impressive, impressive stuff from a pair of very young Royals. MJ, still a few months away from turning 25. Bobby, more than that. Bobby's, 6 months away from turning 24. Royals win 5-2. I'm interested in your message to the team, to an individual, to ownership, to the front office, to the coaching staff, to Zach Greinke, to Salvador Perez. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. And the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Thanks again to our friends at Rawhide Harley-Davidson. We appreciate your support all season long. Rawhide Harley-Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. All right, let's go to Gladstone. Tim, you're going to hit leadoff today. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm leading off? You got to be kidding me. Let me get my cleats on. I had no idea. Vern, I'm ready. I'm sitting here in my straight out of Kauffman t-shirt, sipping Folgers coffee, being all nostalgic. And, I guess the first thing I want to just say is thank you for your hard work.
No problem. No problem. It was fun. I love doing it.
I know you do. I never felt bad for you. I'll tell you that.
Well, good. I hate when people pity me. It's a dream job.
Why would we? Yeah, this is... It's fun. It's so fun to. I've been listening to you since 14. About halfway through, I got turned on to you, I guess, and I've been riding and dying with you ever since. So it's been fun to finally talk to you. I've never met you. I'll come up to Craft and Draft.
You'll be disappointed, but yeah.
Me too. Believe me, I should have been there today, but I'm a jerk. I had to take care of some family stuff.
That's all right. So what's your message to the team, Tim?
Yeah, and not much. Just thank you. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Salvi. You guys are great, and it was fun to witness that. Bobby, you too. Wonderful season. I hope you come back and do it again. I got a message from Michael. I can't wait to see you back. Ownership, I'm encouraged. I like what happened halfway through. Maybe they should listen to All Things Vern. How about that?
There you go, Tim.
Let's do that.
There you go. Can I
ask you a favor?
Man. Say it again. Go ahead. Yeah. All right, Tim. Tim, I appreciate the phone call. And yes, it would mean a lot to me if you would go to the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, and if you would subscribe to All Things Vern. Yes, that would mean a lot to me. Tim, thanks for the phone call. Rally Mantis, thank you very much for that very nice gift you gave me before the game. That was way too kind. I do not deserve that. I want to thank Ann. Ann, who comes to a lot of Royals games, who when my big ugly mug comes on the Crown Vision and I say, hey, Royals fans, she always waves back and says, hey, Vern. So, Ann, I hear you, and I appreciate it. It means a lot. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. Two messages. One, Jim stole my thunder. I want to thank you. I know you're going to be humble and deflect the praise, but especially in a season like this, when loyal listeners listen to 107 losses or six, your insight, your post game, your pre game, and holding people accountable and, you know, celebrating the wins, it's been one of the high points of the year. And I've followed you from day one. I was amazed at your knowledge of baseball when you started. You're a young guy. I'm an old guy. I've been just nothing but impressed as time has gone on. And I think I would speak for a lot of fans that would want to thank you for all your efforts, especially during a tough season. So thank you for that.
Very nice of you, Mitch. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, one point to the ownership. I got a 23-year-old son. He played baseball. I coached his team, blah, 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 blah. When he was young, the Royals and the Chiefs both stunk. So he latched on to Tom Brady and Derek Jeter. Those are his heroes. He fought, you know, he got excited when we won the World Series, blah, blah, blah. But the message that I would give kind of comes from him and his generation, which the new ballpark, you know, I can take it or leave it. I'm old-fashioned, old school. I love the K. I love the easy access. It's a great place to watch a game. I think everybody agrees with that. But to me, what's more important than a new ballpark is putting a winning product on the field. And I know a lot of people agree with me. And the new ballpark's going to be shiny and a lot of bells and whistles, and a lot of people will enjoy it. But if you don't, if you lose 100 games, I don't care if it's a new ballpark or not. It's not going to last over time. So, Mr. Sherman, I appreciate your efforts. Put a winning product on the field, and then, you know, then people will come. But a new ballpark is not going to last over time. That's my take. So, thanks, Vern, for another good season from you. If we don't sign Witt, I'm going to be greatly disappointed and pretty upset. And hopefully they will, and it was a good day today. Thanks for all you do.
It's my pleasure, Mitch. And here's the thing. This is a – listen, I can't tell you how much that means to me when you guys say those things. That'll carry me for a while this offseason. You know, and then I'll just be lost sometime around December. But until then, yeah, those compliments will carry me and you know, satisfy my ego long enough. But the only reason why there's a show like this is because there's a fan base like this. You go to other cities, they don't have one guy doing the post game. They got a bunch of part-timers doing it here and there. You do it some days, he'll do it another day. They don't have people dedicated to the team. The only reason 610 and the Royals have this position available is because they know the appetite of you. And I think that was on display when Zach Greinke exited the game today in the top of the sixth inning. From the handshake with Matt Quatrero on the mound, a cue giving him the ball back, saying, how about you hang on to this there, big fella? Can't say I've ever seen the entire infield, right? Prado and Massey and Bobby and Michael, along with Salvador Perez, standing on the mound, clapping for Zach Greinke as he walked off the mound. The curtain call that you guys demanded, well done. The ovation that you gave Salvador Perez in each and every one of his at-bats. It's a terrific fan base. Now, watching Zach Greinke stand off in the corner of the dugout after coming out of the game and just chatting with one of his sons, taking pictures with his kids while the kids in the stands and he's in the dugouts, watching Zach Greinke wave to every single corner of this stadium. That's a reflection of you. Now, normally you just, hey, you know, I waved to the first base dugout. That's where I'm walking. Zach turned around and waved to right field, to center field, the left field, on the third baseline, behind home plate. He waved to all of you. And it's because of the respect that you show, not only him, but this wonderful game of baseball. So the compliments you're throwing my way, I will easily deflect them and throw them right back at this terrific fan base. Royals win 5-2. Speaking of the future Hall of Famer, Zach Greinke, he just spoke with the media. Let's hear what he had to say, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
It was nice. A lot of people here today, so that was good.
Have you ever gotten anything like that before?
I don't know. I don't remember, I guess. My guess is no.
When you see your teammates all come to the front steps of the dugouts, give you a high five as you walk through, what does that mean to you, just knowing the love and support this team is giving you this season?
Everything about all of it was great. And those last couple months were a lot better than the first. And so it's been fun lately.
How'd you feel
there
today?
Pretty good. All the stuff was working all right. Location was okay. And a couple double plays, which was real helpful.
And then just to get the win, too, what does that mean to you? No, team-wise and
everything. I mean, yeah, it's better than not. And just, it was a good day.
Have you made any decisions about your future?
I don't really know yet.
Zach, your family around, what did that mean to you to see them there, especially after your performance?
It's always fun. I got to talk to my kids some during the game, which probably doesn't happen very often, but you just tell how much he enjoys it, so it's been great being able to do it. And two of them are older, and then one's like a little baby, so he doesn't really quite get what's going on.
Just to finish the season, how do you view this team moving forward? What have you learned about him these past years?
There's been a lot of guys that have taken some positive steps, and it's in a better place than it was at this point last year. But there's still got to be some guys getting better and some improvements being made still.
And then how much have you just enjoyed being in Kansas City these last 2 years?
It's been perfect for me and the family. Just there's so many positives about it. The winning's been not a positive, but maybe everything else I would say has been great.
Fans too, and even
with it. Yeah, when I'm walking around, it's been good. At the field, it's been good.
There you go. That is Zach Greinke, again, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. Greinke hits the offseason 21 strikeouts away from 3,000 in his illustrious career. Royals win the finale of the season and the series 5-2 over the Yankees. They finish 2023 with a record of 56-106, matching the worst mark in franchise history. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The pitch. Olivares crushes it. Deep to left field. Pereira's back. Onto the track. At the fence. Out of room. And out of here. Edward Olivares hits a solo shot into the third row over the left center field fence. And the Royals now lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Home run number 12 for Edward Olivares. Royals would go on to win 5-2. Since returning from Omaha, Olivares hit .329. 22 games, a batting average of .329, and OPS north of 1,000. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go right back to Mark, who's downtown. Mark, what's going on, buddy? You're on the postgame show.
Vern, got three things for you. One, they should have let Zach hit. Two, you got to sign Bobby long term. And three, let's just move the boys downtown. It's for the best. Love you, buddy. Have a good one.
Love you, too. I'm with you. I wanted Zach to be the designated hitter. I did not understand why you guys were still chanting, let Zach hit, after he had been replaced. You know the rules. Once you're out of the game, you can't go back in. Made yourself look silly with that. I'm with you on signing Bobby Witt Jr. this offseason. The issue is, or the question is, does he want to sign? Can the Royals make a good enough presentation to Bobby and his representation? Because I don't think just throwing a bunch of money at him is going to blind him and his representation. He's seen money before. Shoot, you gave him a bunch of money like 4 years ago. You got to prove to him that he can thrive and win here. That he can build his Hall of Fame legacy here. That's what you need to prove to him. And then as far as downtown, yes, I would much prefer downtown than the Northland, right? We already have a stadium in the suburbs. If you're going to build a new one, don't build it in the suburbs. Give me one downtown. That's where I'm at. I'm with you on that, Mark. Let's go to Jeff, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Jeff, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, well, I disagree with you on the Northland thing. If you're going to move it, you need to move it somewhere where there's parking for those of us that actually drive and pay taxes.
Okay.
And all that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I agree with you like 99% of the time, Vern. I think you do an excellent job. You're a definite asset to this team. And just like everything else, they need to keep Greinke one more year to let him finish out his career here.
They need but to didn't let, he just they do need that to, today?
Well, but he's not at 3,000 strikeouts, and I know that's what he's trying to get.
We got to be past.
I mean,
that
is he
stuff.
Done today?
No, he needs 20. He needs 21 more, and we'll see. Yeah,
right.
it's certainly his call, no doubt about it. Yep.
Right. But and the other thing is, they need to lock in Bobby Witt. He's the future. You've got to keep some name players and keep the fan base engaged. And I'm not sure ownership has conveyed that. You know, there's a lot of downsides to moving different places. I would prefer the case stay right where it's at. It's got the best traffic flow and everything else, but it sounds like they're committed to going down to the land that J.E. Dunn owns right there next to Dunn's headquarters and all.
Yeah, well here's the thing. I appreciate the phone call, Jeff, and I knew I shouldn't even have brought up the stadium or responded or given my opinion because it always turns into this garbage. But as far as your point about Bobby Witt Jr., no, I do think ownership is aware of the necessity of a player like that. John Sherman sat down with Steve Stewart just the other day and said this about Bobby Witt Jr. on 610 Sports Radio.
He's had a great year, you know, and he's a special ball player. He's a special talent. I think he's somebody that we can really, you know, kind of build around and really look forward to, you know, trying to make sure he's part of this franchise for a long period to come. It, you know, that is something that we're gonna work on and try to understand what's important to him, and we're gonna give that our best shot here as we enter the offseason.
Yeah, JJ Piccolo has said it multiple times on television. He told me that on radio, and I said it to Ryan Lefevre earlier today on radio. No, the Royals will tell anyone that's listening, we want Bobby Witt Jr. And listen, I'm not saying this all to set up Bobby, to make him look like a bad guy if a deal isn't done this offseason. No, again, I'm pro-union. I'm team player. I'm team Bobby. No, you got to prove to him, just like you got to prove to us, that you can build a winner here in Kansas City. No doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call. Royals win 5-2 in the final game note of the season. The Royals this year attracted 1.3 million fans. Statistically, one of the two worst seasons in franchise history, I would say.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The left field, Pereira's back, onto the track, at the fence, out of room, and out of here! Edward Olivares hits a solo shot into the third row over the left center field fence. And the Royals now lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Home run number 12 for Edward Olivares. Royals would go on to win 5-2. Since returning from Omaha, Olivares hit .329. 22 games, a batting average of .329, an OPS north of 1,000. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go right back to Mark, who's downtown. Mark, what's going on, buddy? You're on the postgame show.
Vern, got three things for you. One, they should have let Zach hit. Two, you got to sign Bobby long-term. And three, let's just move the boys downtown. It's for the best. Love you, buddy. Have a good one.
Love you, too. I'm with you. I wanted Zach to be the designated hitter. I did not understand why you guys were still chanting, let Zach hit, after he had been replaced. You know the rules. Once you're out of the game, you can't go back in. Made yourself look silly with that. I'm with you on signing Bobby Witt Jr. this offseason. The issue is, or the question is, does he want to sign? Can the Royals make a good enough presentation to Bobby and his representation? Because I don't think just throwing a bunch of money at him is going to blind him and his representation. He's seen money before. Shoot, you gave him a bunch of money like 4 years ago. You got to prove to him that he can thrive and win here. That he can build his Hall of Fame legacy here. That's what you need to prove to him. And then as far as downtown, yes, I would much prefer downtown than the Northland, right? We already have a stadium in the suburbs. If you're going to build a new one, don't build it in the suburbs. Give me one downtown. That's where I'm at. I'm with you on that, Mark. Let's go to Jeff, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Jeff, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, well, I disagree with you on the Northland thing. If you're going to move it, you need to move it somewhere where there's parking for those of us that actually drive and pay taxes.
Okay.
And all that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I agree with you like 99% of the time, Vern. I think you do an excellent job. You're a definite asset to this team. And just like everything else, they need to keep Greinke one more year to let him finish out his career here.
Didn't he just do that today?
Well, but he's not at 3,000 strikeouts, and I know that's what he's trying to get.
We got to be past that.
I mean, is he
stuff.
Done today?
He needs 21 more, and we'll see. Yeah,
right.
It's certainly his call, no doubt about it. Yep.
Right. But and the other thing is, they need to lock in Bobby Witt. He's the future. You've got to keep some name players and keep the fan base engaged. And I'm not sure ownership has conveyed that. You know, there's a lot of downsides to moving different places. I would prefer that Case stay right where it's at. It's got the best traffic flow and everything else, but it sounds like they're committed to going down to the land that J.E. Dunn owns right there next to Dunn's headquarters and all.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I appreciate the phone call, Jeff, and I knew I shouldn't even have brought up the stadium or responded or given my opinion because it always turns into this garbage. But as far as your point about Bobby Witt Jr., no, I do think ownership is aware of the necessity of a player like that. John Sherman sat down with Steve Stewart just the other day and said this about Bobby Witt Jr. on 610 Sports Radio.
He's had a great year, you know, and he's a special ball player. He's a special talent. I think he's somebody that we can really, you know, kind of build around and really look forward to, you know, trying to make sure he's part of this franchise for a long period to come. That is something that we're gonna work on and try to understand what's important to him, and we're gonna give that our best shot here as we enter the offseason.
Yeah, JJ Piccolo has said it multiple times on television. He told me that on radio, and he's I said it to Ryan Lefevre earlier today on radio. No, the Royals will tell anyone that's listening, we want Bobby Witt Jr. And listen, I'm not saying this all to set up Bobby to make him look like a bad guy if a deal isn't done this offseason. No, again, I'm pro union. I'm team player. I'm team Bobby. No, you got to prove to him, just like you got to prove to us, that you can build a winner here in Kansas City. No doubt about it. Appreciate the phone call. Royals win 5-2 in the final game note of the season. The Royals this year attracted 1.3 million fans. Statistically, one of the two worst seasons in franchise history. I would say this is more disappointing than 2005 because, you know, 2005 was Mike Sweeney and a 21-year-old Zach Greinke. This team had MJ and Vinny and Bobby and Singer and, well, Zach Greinke and Salvi. Yeah, this year's a little bit more disappointing, but still more than 1.3 million people turned out in 2023. And my game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. We appreciate their support all season long. So again, the Royals dropped 106 games this season, but not one more. No, the record does not solely belong to them. All right, that's going to do it for us. Beyonce is up next door. But coming up next, Chiefs Radio Network pregame simulcast. And don't forget, see out at Hollywood Casino. Vinny Pasquantino and his teammates heading there right now. Chiefs and Jets watch party coming up later tonight. Thanks for listening, Kansas City.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through 7 scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This is With the First Pick, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where draft season never ends. Join former Titans GM Rand Carthon and me, Ryan Wilson, 3 times a week for an inside look at the college all-star games, the NFL Combine, and Pro Days. It's all building toward the big stage in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania this April for the 2026 NFL Draft. Follow and listen to With the First Pick on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.